4CEF mobile.
So 4HKX monitoring.
Decided to sleep in for a little bit there. KO4CEF, good morning, Pat.
Morning, Andrew.
SW mobile, right?
Well, I heard you, Ken.
But I hadn't realized you jumped in there yet. Good morning, Ken. Oh, man, it is cool out here this morning.
Hey, get back. Okay, everybody.
Finally Friday.
Hey, get back.
I've been waiting 2 days for Friday to get here, and it is finally here. Wake up. Let's see, Wednesday night, I was thinking it was Friday. Yesterday, all day, I thought it was Friday. And today is finally here.
Get back here.
Morning, Patrick.
He heard.
Big weekend plan.
He wake up.
And I are going to the Shelby Ham Fest tomorrow. We'll go help him. He's got some stuff that he wants to try to sell, so we'll go hang out with him and go check it out.
Thank you, bro.
Got some stuff around the yard and hopefully gonna pick up that rotator.
You're getting into. I don't think we have any special plans this weekend. I might ride down to Belton and see my brother.
Ken, you're taking off to go to Kentucky, right? See your daughter?
Leaving on Friday.
Did you ever get your 878 programmed up?
I might do some of that this weekend.
And your trip, God, I'm trying to think of it now. I don't remember if you can do that repeater book or not. I think some matters way I do it. It might be a premium thing or something. Who knows? But I think you can put it in and try to get off what repeaters you'll be passing by.
Up there, I had it programmed for some of the local ones, and then I had it on scan, and it scanned the whole weekend, and I never picked up anything. It scanned all night long in the motel, and never picked up anything.
Is it hard to program from the radio?
Gotta make a move.
I've never tried to program from the radio. I imagine you can do it. It's just gonna take you.
And there's worse out there. Land log stations.
From our radio. It's a pain in the butt to program from the radio.
Some DMR stations that were around there that I thought I might could hit, but I didn't see any.
Downside to digital is, depending on where you go, it's what access you'll have to certain things.
Isn't all that big. I mean, it's the town she lives in is really small, and then the next closest town about 5 miles away, it isn't nothing to brag about the size of Taylor's.
So we're going to the Gaffney Ham Fest?
It
is correct. You heard right.
Big is going to be.
About 5x7. 5x7.
Still got that rotator for me.
I got to tell you, every time,
those two. I know you said you had to drive quite a ways to get that one, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
Remember to ship it?
Yeah, probably would, man.
The price I'm going to get it, it's about a $400 savings. If he still got it. I wish I knew how to test it. You know, I almost thought about taking a generator with me. That way I can get him to plug it up and show me that it works, but I don't know if that would do it or not, whether it takes 120 or 12 volt.
It's doing. It's stay on.
Just pick up the repeater or the rotator, and then I'll just slowly work on getting everything else. New coax, the two antennas. I was looking at some helical, God, I can't even say it. They're same as circular, but they're mainly used for satellite work. Those, I think they're more commercial. And then you got your cross beam Yagi.
That'll work today, Andrew.
I don't know yet, whatever, however many hours I can stomach. I've already got my 40 in, so today's just basically overtime. So we'll see. We'll see how long I can tough it out.
Okay.
Now, if I'm trying to think, if I leave around 3 or so, I'll be, that's my goal today, is try to leave around between 3 and 4.
They're right on time.
Reckon where they're going to find them extra 300 people at to run that battery plant.
I don't know.
That's the same question. I don't know. Everybody, nobody can find any help now. How do they think they're going to find 300?
But they bring in the ones, even that they get in, are not really making it. Like I said, I had 10 brand new people start at one time. Down to
for everyone that they want to hire, they'll probably go to about 10 to 15 of them.
He was working full-time, MAU. He wanted to go part-time because he was going to school. He worked Friday, took the weekend off, came back and worked 2.5 hours, and then left, didn't tell anybody. Come to find out, he quit. I'm like, what? Why? Why do we go through all this trouble instead of just, you know, him coming all the way back, because they got to terminate him and bring him back as a part-time employee. It's such a waste of time. They don't want to work right now.
What was it, Kohler? There in Spartanburg's laying off like 150.
Probably going to draw their unemployment before they go back to work, though.
Thing I wouldn't have thought you'd get by very long like that, because they ain't giving no extra money.
But people are obviously making it somehow.
This son-in-law got stopped the other day coming back from work.
Heard this.
For an out-of-date tag. Ain't got him for that. No insurance. Suspended license. And that, but fortunately for them, the police officer said he didn't know how that car was going to get back to the house, and that, so he managed to get it back to the house. So now they got insurance on it. They ain't got the tag fixed yet. Then the daughter's got to check to see if her license is suspended, since the South Carolina tag, they gave it to his mother to turn it in back down here, and she rode around with it for 6 months. So, you know, if you don't turn it in a few days, they suspend your license. It just spiraled down.
Good.
She, you know, she bought this car, and she bought a manual, and that so he could drive it. And she's not very skilled on a manual, and she hasn't drove in 5 years since she had the wreck down here. And that, so now she's about halfway scared to drive.
I would do if I couldn't drive. I mean, or really, I don't know how I would make it or how I'd do anything.
It's pretty tough, KN4 GFW.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Most of the time you get your license at 15 years old, 16, and, you know, you're driving from there on, you spend a ton of time in a car, and then all of a sudden one day you can't do it. That'd be tough. KO4 CEF.
For HKX, yeah, I don't know how you could make it in society without a driver's license anymore. But trust me, I deal with quite a few that do not have them.
His ex, he hadn't had a He hadn't had a driver's license since probably the early 80s. He got taken away, and he was going to have that SR-22, and it was cutting into his drug money, so he ain't never had a license.
We watch that on patrol live every Friday and Saturday. You see it all the time. People just not having a license, driving around. They'll end up towing the car or something. It's like, man, that sucks.
Well, y'all know what I do. Think about all the people that I deal with out of licenses that are out there working on your car and driving it.
My son, and he's worried now. He's getting a customer for a drug in their car. And he's worried going to be getting a used car. If we buy him a used one as his first car, it might have drugs in it.
I doubled with you. Go ahead.
I'm scared to get a used car now because we watch that old patrol live and he thinks there's going to be drugs in his used car.
Does have a point. I hate to think that way, but he does have a point.
My son was delivering pizzas. Every time he went to this one complex, as soon as he'd drive away, they'd stop him and they'd dismantle his car. I bet they dismantled that sucker 10 times.
Drug area or something, so they thought he might be transporting it.
That he was going to, or the apartment he was going to, was something that was under surveillance, and that every time, and they ate a lot of pizza, so every time he went there, he'd get stopped. It's like it was starting to get ridiculous. So they take all the seats out and everything, and his car would be totally stripped from the side of the road, and then he'd have to put it back together to get back to work.
This is absolutely crazy. Well, gentlemen, it is that time, so I'm gonna head on in here and get started on this day. So, y'all be good. Hopefully, you have a good day. Ken, be safe out there, and Patrick, enjoy your weekend. Hopefully, we'll talk to you again or Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a great day, and hope you have a good weekend. KO4HKX.
Enjoy that Friday, and then just think all day long, it's Friday, it's Friday. KN4TFW, 73. Hamfest, you ever see any, like, programming cable?
I mean, there's pretty much anything for ham radio. It just depends on who's got what at that one particular show.
Kilo Victor 4-H Ray Whiskey.
Damon, good to hear you. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Damon. KO4HKX.
Oh, good morning. Glad to be back in here. I've been training for a month, so I've been in another guy's truck training him and back and forth. Usually if he's in here, we don't even turn the radio on, so it's been right out of a month. So glad to be back in here. Yeah. Hey, y'all, they got a ham fest in Gaffney tomorrow. Starts at, I think, 7 o'clock, I think it is. I don't have the exact information at my fingertips, but it is a ham fest tomorrow in Gaffney. The information's on the AWRL.
Go on, Damien. Me and Gary are going to ride down.
KI4DOS. Good deal. I'll be parking, so I'll be over in the parking area, so I'll probably see you.
Out for you. Nice to put a face with the call sign.
Do parking for that for them. That's actually my club. I do help with the parking. I'm able to help with the parking and see what's coming in and buying at the same time, usually. So they kind of put me doing that so I can buy and sell. I mean, well, I don't sell, but buy while I'm there. So I kind of do parking.
Park the car so you don't buy too much.
Uh-huh.
First-hand knowledge there before anybody else gets to see it. You get the prime picks.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's true. I get my truck by myself. It ain't that bad starting off, but you finally get to the point, you know, it's kind of like, you know, whoever you with, you and him's kind of wearing each other's welcome out. Everything that he does just kind of irritates you. You're just ready to just get back by yourself.
I know what you mean.
If one of those trucks comes in the yard, I look for your antenna.
Somebody drove mine the other day and broke my doggone CB antenna off. I got to get me a new one on that. I don't really talk on that much, but I sure do use it for ears, letting me know about wrecks and stuff. So I got to get me a new antenna for it now.
The way you had it mounted.
I don't know. It amazes me how people do anything.
4, is that LK?
4 X-ray whiskey.
Good morning, Shane. KN4 TFW.
Shane, KO4HKX. Hope you had a good night.
And it's almost over. Went by pretty quickly. Didn't even really get sleepy. And I'm not familiar with the other station. Name here is Shane, and call is N4ZLK. And I understand you drive a truck too, I think is what I heard.
I do. I spoke to you a little bit, Shane, fast. My name's Damon, Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Whiskey. I work for a trash company called Republic Service, roll-off container truck.
Good morning, Damon. I'm sorry, I forgot, didn't hear your name. And I was talking to my wife a little bit ago and then turned the radio up where I could hear you guys. But I think we got a Republic place over here off Malden Road. You don't come out of there, do you?
Oh, yeah, 684 Malden Road every day.
Neighbors, I'm right there at UPS.
Okay. Yeah, I drive from Chesney all the way down there to pick a truck up, to drive all the way back to Chesney's Farmer and Gas, to do a route, and then drive all the way back down there to park the truck, and then drive all the way back to Chesney to go home.
It's a long day. Goodness. I drive from Cleveland area near Table Rock, but I don't go deliver out there. I go down to Atlanta now. Anyway, let's see. Let me turn it over to Ken. N4ZLK.
I love 85, don't you?
Well, you know, I was sitting there studying one day, hadn't ever known on it. But I spent 4 hours out of my day just getting and coming back and forth to work, to route, and all that before I even do anything. I guess that's the reason my day goes by so fast. I mean, I put in 12 hours, and it's like I just got here before my 12 hours is up. Plus, man told me one day, you'll never work in your life if you work somewhere that you love. And I enjoy my job, so.
Not much, but it pays the bills. I've been there too long to do anything else now. But Patrick loves his job, I know that. Go ahead, Patrick. Is that okay?
I work for his. He's kind of iffy, but I like my job.
Your boss, Patrick.
Something else, that's for sure.
You ever told him what you think about him?
You, Damon. I got an hour and a half drive each way, so I spend quite a bit of time just getting to my job.
I kind of like Shane. I've been here so long. I just finally sucked it up. It used to not be this way. I've been with the company 18 years. We used to have a yard up here in Spartanburg that we parked at. And we merged. We used to be a company called Fennel Container Company. A little small outfit. There was only two companies. One was based out of Charleston. It had probably about 10 or 15 employees. And my company had about 25 or 30 down here in Malden. Then Republic Service bought us. And everything was still fine. We still kept a yard. Then we merged with a company called Allied Waste. And then that's when things started deteriorating. They said they wanted the trucks all together. They could put eyes on everybody, make sure everybody's fit for duty, wasn't drunk, hungover, druggy, or whatever, each morning. So they moved us to Greenville about 5 years ago. I would have much rather that happened in the beginning. When I first come to work, they said, hey, you got to drive dead. I'd been more accustomed to it. All them years of going to my house 2 miles down the road to get in the yard completely made it real difficult.
You drive drive that far, but I'm going to go. I'm almost to the exit here at Malden Road, and I got to get off. You guys have a good day. Good to hear you. Patrick, good to hear you this morning. Ken, you all have a good day. Damon, nice to talk to you again. 10-4-ZLK.
Dane, glad you had a good evening. Go home and get you some rest. KO4HK.
7-3, Shane. Be safe. KN4TFW.
Shane, Kilo Vita 4X-Ray Whiskey.
Morning, Damon. KG4BMK.
I tell you, they is all coming out of the woodworks this morning. Everybody's just coming out wanting to talk. Good to hear you out there.
Where you got off to? I used to hear you over on, what was it, 470 machine.
Ended up getting a newer truck that I used to talk to. He decided not to put a radio back in it. And I think he did put one back in it now, but our time's different. He don't get on there much. He's doing the same thing. He's training, so they made us two, both us trainers. So it's kind of like a bait sometimes, but he pays pretty good. They need us for the company training, so it is what it is. But good to hear you, man.
He tried to make me a trainer, and I think after the third trainee, me bringing them back to the yard and putting them out, they decided I wasn't a man for the job, I guess.
You take somebody special to deal with people. My first one, now, I tell you, I found out that I had more patience than I thought I did. I really did, because patience was really running thin on that first one. And he didn't make it 6 months, and I tried to tell him from the get-go when I trained him that he wasn't the right man for the job, and they wouldn't listen. And then after 6 months, they said, well, why didn't he, why? You know, they was asking why I did. I said, look back at the book. I had to sign off on him every day. And I mean, I wrote a whole page, paragraph, each day of why I didn't think he was a fit for the job. They looked back at him, and I said, well, you did try to tell us. We just didn't listen.
That seems to happen a lot in that industry. You know, I drive a gasoline tanker, and everybody's desperate now as far as drivers go, and so they're taking anybody and everybody, and everybody's not cut out for that job. It takes a little bit of common sense to do it, you know. It's not complicated, but you got to have your mind in the game.
I'll say this, and I'll let someone else have it for a minute. I don't want to hog it, but there's two things. If I was interviewing, I'd be interviewing somebody. And I did this with the fire department. We interview guys for the fire department to hire. I asked them, where have they worked? If they worked a whole bunch of places and got a list of where they worked, then I don't count you as being hired. I don't want someone's job hopping. And number two, I find out, how soon can you work? If you're already working a job, you say you can start tomorrow, I don't want to hire you because I want you to work a 2 weeks' notice.
That, if you want to jump the ship every couple weeks or month or whatever, you may be the one with the problem. KG4BMK.
For HKX, I agree with both of you. These guys at Job Hop, they're usually the problem. And but companies are just taking whatever shows up anymore.
HW, yeah, you just about have to because they, you know, most everybody's having a hard time finding anybody. I know we're struggling out here. Can't find anybody that can pass the background check, and then when they do, they don't stay.
Well, this guy that I just trained, we've got a 4 week policy, and it's 5 days each week up to 20 days. And so 4 weeks. And we put a lot of time and effort in it, and we want you to stay. They asked me what I thought about this last guy. I chained him up. I mean, this last guy fell right into place, did everything he was supposed to. But there was one concerning thing, and I told him what I thought. And I said, I don't think he'll last. They said, why? I said, well, I said, every time we passed by a place that he used to work, he'd tell me. And I said, I was counting them on my hands, and finally, I couldn't count them on my hands. I had to start counting them on my hands and feet. I said, so that tells me that he's had more jobs, and the boy ain't but 28 years old, so that concerns me.
Yeah, I'm going to walk to the coffee pot and be back in a few.
All right, go get you that cup of coffee. Kilo Vic 4-H Ray Whiskey.
88 right now, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you guys, and you guys have an awesome day. Be safe out there, Damien, and you and Miss Elise have a good day, Patrick, and I don't know the other station, KN4TFW 73.
Ken, you have a good day, and get home safe this evening, KO4HGX.
Green, maybe we'll see you at the Ham Fest. No, we'll probably talk to you Tuesday. I got a train one day Monday, so maybe I'll talk to you Tuesday. Kilo 84X Ray Whiskey.
You got a busy day today?
It ain't too bad. This Friday, I try to set my Fridays up. Just fixing the change after Monday. They're actually changing me around my schedule again. Want me to do some other stuff for time being. They need help somewhere else, different locations. So I'll be in Spartanburg still, but I won't be able to have as much control over my schedule as I have been in the past. But today I've got me set up where it's a pretty easy day.
Don't have any problems, and 85 is kind to you today.
I hope so. It's kind of neat, me being on the fire department. I get texts, you know, when our fire district has a call. We border, our fire district takes up about 4 miles to 85. From about the 83 and a half all the way to the 80 on the north and southbound side. We have jurisdiction over that, so we get a call. I know that there's a wreck, so I'm able to kind of go ahead and start planning and derounding during the day. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, there was a doggone camper turned over on 85, and I was able to reroute myself just by getting that text, knowing what was going on, so that helps out a lot.
For sure. Any kind of heads up about 85 is a blessing in disguise. That's why I'm glad I don't have to get down there and get on that road.
Automatically, if I'm getting on 85 going north or south, depending on what part of the day it is, now I don't really pay attention to it, but on end of the day and all that, I actually pull up Google Maps and see if it's red, burgundy. That way I can go ahead and start planning my route right then.
What you mean? I do the same thing when I have to get down there on it. Thankfully, like I said, I don't have to get down there much. Very rarely, maybe once a month.
Concert Sunday night up in Charlotte. Travis Tritt, another guy, is going to be concert. And when I go up that way, I take the back roads almost to Blacksburg to bypass all that construction traffic.
Thankfully, I've only been through there one time since they started. I avoid that section of 85 no matter what. Because of where I live, I can come down 74 if I go to Charlotte. I don't go that section of 85, but I guess I will tomorrow when I go down to meet Gary and then we go over to Gaffney.
You can actually get off at the 83. That'd be what I'd do myself. You can actually get off at exit 83, which is Cowpens, and make a right once you get off. You go around the ramp because they built that ramp to the right, now it goes around. Anyway, when you get to the top of the ramp, make a left and follow that about 4 miles, about 2.5-3 miles, and 29 is right there, and run 29 straight in, bypass every bit of that. So that's right off of 29 anyway, where you're going to the little church.
Well, I'll have to see what Gary wants to do. I'm going to meet him, and then we're coming over together, so I figure he's got a route planned, and he knows where he's going, so I'll leave it up to him to be the navigator.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gary knows probably that back, little back way, and he may even break it down even more and go up to the 80 and go around that way and hit 29. Ain't no telling, but I'm pretty sure he knows, because he's been around a while in this area.
I won't say anything, but you've been around a minute.
Well, I wasn't even pertaining to that, just as far as, you know, I know he's lived here almost, as long as I've known him. So I know he kind of knows the area. But, you know, it's amazing how people, you know, I thought women was the only ones that really don't have a sense of direction and all that. Man, that's got it rode me for a month. You know, I just had to keep telling him how to go, and I'm like, man, I thought this thing would already be clicking. But he's so hung up on using GPS, that he don't even pay attention where he's going. He just follows GPS. I said, man, that'll hang you out to dry one of these days.
I know what you mean. I've been running my route down there for 8 years, and it's changed up quite a bit in that 8 years, and different routes, this, that, and the other. And, you know, when it first changed, I'll look at the GPS to try to figure out the quickest way to get there. But after once or twice, I'm done with the GPS. I'm on my own and gone. That way I don't have to worry about it. And now I move around quite a bit without my GPS. And like I said, I've only been down there 8 years running the route. So I've learned my way around in what I've got in my area pretty well.
That's right. Well, look here. I just pulled into the plant, so I got to get situated here. So enjoy it. Maybe I'll meet you and shake the old Paul tomorrow. We'll shout at you later. Have a good Kilo Victor 4X-ray whiskey.
Be safe out there today, and I hope everything goes smooth for you. 73's KO4HGX. I'm clear.
You, Damon. KG4BMK. The HBX station, who do you drive for?
Matco Tools truck. I own it.
I need to stay away from you.
He tells me, I don't know why.
Radio money.
Radio money.
A mine that owns a Snap-on route down here around Belton. Steals all my money.
You need those... That money there to help with the radio money, you can work on that.
Just walked in wearing a Snap-on shirt and smiling at me because she knows this. Well, you know, tools are almost an addiction.
That's for sure. I turned wrenches for 20 years before this, so I've got quite the collection, and then now I'm still buying tools on a different scale.
It's nice to have them when you need them. I drive a gasoline tanker, so I don't need them for a profession, but I'm of the mindset if you can do it yourself, why would you want to hire somebody to do it? And I try to do everything myself.
Thing to be, and as long as you got the ability, then yeah, do it. There's cars are getting to where it's so complicated to just do a brake job on them anymore. I don't know if people are going to try it or not.
Anymore, you just about need to be an IT technician before a mechanical technician.
About that, I know, like I said, I've been doing this about 8 years now with the Matco thing. And even before I stopped doing it 8 years ago, the problems you fix with just reprogramming, the networking issues, you know, it was more computer stuff and networking than it was actual mechanical.
Yeah, I don't understand how they come up with some of this stuff. The truck I drive for work is a Kenworth, and I do a lot of pump jobs. About a month ago, I was doing a pump job, hooked my hoses up, got everything ready, went to turn the PTO on to activate the pump. Didn't come on. Got to checking everything and figured out it was a switch on the dash. Well, maybe the switch went bad. I pulled the whole panel out, was going to switch it with another switch on the dash. When I pulled it out, I found out there wasn't but two wires going to six switches.
What is that networking thing? And then you got to try to figure out from there where it sends a signal to this module over here to get it to react to do something, because you'll have what they call a LIN network inside of a network, you know, like for a window. You got the window over here. It's part of the body control network, but it's on its own LIN network. So now you got to try to figure out all that. They've overcomplicated the simple things.
Ended up having to crawl under the truck and change airlines around because the switch activated an airline to pull the to activate the pump. Got it pumped off and went to the shop, and they tell me, oh, the switches just forgot, where the computer forgot the switches or something like that, and had to reprogram it. Seems like a pretty good system. Not.
I know what you mean. And that's the kind of stuff I used to deal with for Ford and GM. That networking thing, and it can be a nightmare to figure out sometimes, too.
Yeah, along with not having enough drivers, that's probably they run neck and neck between being our two biggest problems, one, drivers, and two, equipment. Our equipment stays tore up, and it's usually simple stuff that is the issue, but you can't get parts, and getting somebody to hook a computer up to it to get it back to working is hard to do. There's usually a backup at the shop for days.
Imagine, and I'm driving a 2017 Peterbilt, and I have issues with it too. So I mean, it's always something trying to get it to turn something on in the back that I need, and I'm like, man, why can't we just go back to the old days where I am the network, I flip the switch, and there we go.
Well, stupid. I've got a 2014 Chevrolet pickup truck, and I think it's going to be the last one I ever buy, because I told my wife, if something ever happens to it, I'm going to just start gutting it, put a old school 350 in it, turbo 400. I'll throw a cell phone on the dash for the speed and mechanical gauges and call it good enough.
I'm right there with you. I'm still driving a 97 F-350 with the 7.3 in it and a 2000 Excursion with a 7.3 in it. That way I ain't got all that mess.
On wood, I've had no issues out of it other than the air conditioning condenser went out when it was about 3 years old, but I'm almost to 100,000 miles and no issues. But I read online of issues a lot of people are having with them, and I'm like, man, I've been lucky.
That was when I was working for GM there, and those trucks, they weren't terrible with issues, but they did have some issues. The main one, the biggest one that was an issue, was the active fuel management, where they were killing the cylinders. That system was causing it to over oil the rings, and it would cause it to start burning oil, and usually that led to a catastrophic failure.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that system a little bit. Don't like it. I know they make different electronically delete it, the little things you plug in that keep it from activating, but I don't go very far in it, so I just keep it in fifth gear, which prevents it from going into the four-cylinder mode, and I've always done that, so luckily I haven't had any issues, but Monday's probably coming.
So, and like the main problem with it is they did, when their fix for it was to go in on the relief valve and put a deflector to where it shot it back down into the oil pan instead of straight up on the engine, on the pistons, and then change the left side valve cover that had the PCV valve in it to where it had more restriction in it, so it didn't pull as much engine vacuum there, and reprogram a couple of things. That was their major fixes for it, and it wasn't 100%. I mean, it still had issues after that, but it was better.
BMK Friday. Yeah, compared to the other manufacturers, well, I guess they all have their issues, but I think for that truck, the torque converter, AFM, and air conditions are probably the three biggest problems.
For HCAC, yeah, you're probably right on that year model. And yeah, like I said, I worked for Ford and GM, and the last place I worked was a Ford and Chrysler place, so I've seen it too. They all got their issues. It's just which one you want to deal with.
Well, I don't have love for none of them. It's just whoever sell one the cheapest.
That, sometimes that's the best thing because, like I said, they're all got problems. So it's where can I get the best deal and then move on from there. I tend to like my 7.3s because that's where my main focus was when I was working on them. And I can take those apart from my fleet and go from there. Because when I worked for Ford and GM, my main area of expertise was the diesel. That's what I'd mainly done, but I backed up the gas drivability guys and automatic transmission guys. So I done a little bit of everything, but my main focus was here. So I just... what I know, and I just stick with it.
Well, now, you're running a tool route. I guess you're already in the truck running. What time do you get to your first shop?
It's my office day. I use Friday as my day to get my shipping returns and warranty process and all that stuff, and just whatever else I need to do. Sometimes I don't do anything. I just, you know, it's kind of one of those days. Monday through Wednesday, though, I am at my first stop right around 7 o'clock. Thursday, I'm at my first stop around 6 o'clock. So that's how my week goes.
I'm here thinking that it's kind of early to be pulling into a mechanic shop, which I know you do more than that, but I was just curious about it. And the name here is Stephen, by the way. I'm down in Belton, South Carolina.
Good to meet you this morning. I'm Patrick. You can find me on the 610 pretty much any time throughout the day. So if you ever want to talk, just give me a shout. If I'm not with the customers, I'll generally reply to you unless I'm busy doing something else. Because I live in Brevard, North Carolina, so I've got quite a trip down to where I'm going, because most of my route is in the northern part of Greenville and Pickens County.
Yeah, it is a pretty good ride. I've probably seen your truck around. I work for Spinks and haul gas to their stores, amongst other stores like Stop a Minute and a few others, but I'm in that area, Pickens and Greenville and Easley, most of the time.
Good. I don't want to mention a name, but are you driving a red truck or black truck?
White.
I have to keep an eye out for you. I'm driving, like I said, I'm driving a 2017 Peterbilt. Got a 24-foot box on it and a great big bullseye.
Your truck down in Greenville, or do you take it back up to Brevard every day?
Park the tool truck in Hendersonville there on Upward Road. I got a buddy's shop that I park it back behind it, where it's in a fenced lot and it's secure. And then from there, I drive my excursion back and forth. So it's about a 20-mile trip with each one, because it's about 45 miles for me to get to my route.
Well, I'm going to get off here with you. My wife's getting ready to leave for work, and I'll be left here all alone to probably mess something up or get into something. But
enjoyed talking with you this morning. Good to meet you. And I'll probably be in and out all day. Don't have much else planned. But have a good morning. KG4BNK.
BNK, is that correct?
Mike Kilo. For now, anyways, I applied for a vanity call that should be coming through soon. But for now, it's Kilo Golf 4, Bravo, Mike Kilo.
Bravo, Mike Kilo. Okay, well, Stephen, it is good to meet you this morning. And like I said, I'll be in and out today also. So give me a shout, or if I hear you, I'll try to come back to you. And good to meet you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, I'm clear, 73. N4, is that okay? I can barely hear you down there.
Wrong with the microphone or something in the radio. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
See, I'm just struggling with radios this past little bit. I don't know what's going on.
Give me an excuse to buy another one.
If you need to borrow one, in the meantime, I've got one you can use. I've got a little Kenwood V71.
You were hearing me a little bit ago when I was coming up the interstate.
One little section in there where you got real quiet, but you can still hear you. It's just like you're pulling the microphone way away, and then all of a sudden it comes back in.
Did that last night too, and I'm not doing that, so there must be something going on with the radio itself.
Like I said, if you want to borrow this other one, you're welcome to it.
I just want to let you know my truck's back over at Wayne's. I left it there with him yesterday, and so I don't have a radio on the ride home.
Thanks. Hopefully it's nothing major. He can get it fixed pretty quick. But I got to thinking yesterday I should have give you a call and come and got you. We could have went and had lunch.
I didn't think about that. I went over to Starbucks. My daughter-in-law came and picked me up and the grandbaby. So I got a ride home, and anyway, he said it's in the same line, showing the same code, but he thinks it might be something deeper in there. It's not that same sensor.
Basically, if it's doing that back to back like that, there's something going on. Either a wire's got chafed or something, some other problem. He'll find it. Like I said, he's good.
Doesn't do it until it really gets hot. I mean, I drove it all the way into town this morning, and when I left the doctor's office, that's when it really acted up. But oh well, we'll get it fixed. Anyway, I'll let you go. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good day, and I'm gonna go home and get some rest.
Go home and get your beauty sleep. But have a good day and be careful going home. KO4HK 73 Shane.
No getting beauty sleep for me. That was gone a long time ago, if it ever was. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.